The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew me.
Hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Grow Your Garden Radio, where it's easy to be green. Today we'll explore the exciting world of late summer planting up here in the Northeast. Gardening is a great way to engage children, fun for beginners, and promote food security by growing your own food. Let's dive into the best late season crops and some special considerations for late season planting. Late summer planting offers a unique opportunity to enjoy fresh produce as we transition into cooler weather. Here's some top crops to consider. Leafy greens such as spinach, lettuce, and kale, root vegetables such as radishes, carrots, and beets, brassicas, like broccoli and cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, and legumes such as peas and bush beans. So why are these vegetables best suited for late season planting? There's a few reasons why. First, the growth rates. These crops tend to have relatively fast growth rates, allowing them to mature before the first frost. Just look on the envelope that your seeds come in. There you'll find the average days to maturity for that seed. Choose the crop most likely to reach maturity before the expected frost date in your particular region. Two terrific resources for this are the USDA government website and Farmers Almanac website. Search for USDA.gov and look for the hardness zones, or go to the Farmers Almanac website and look for frost dates. Links to these sites can be found on the GrowYourGardenRadio.com website in the show notes for this episode. Now, searching my zip code, it shows that the first expected frost date for the area in the hill towns that I live is fairly early September. So this year, it'd be pretty tough to expect a decent crop since it's mid-August already. However, if you have an extra packet of carrot seeds like I do, I'm going to give it a try. It's really a win-win proposition. Maybe I'll have some nice late-season carrots, and maybe I'll just be feeding the birds and composting seeds. Everybody wins, regardless of the outcome. In previous years, when I've been able to plan better, I got some really nice baby carrots and some buttery, smooth leaf spinach. It was truly extraordinary, maybe even better than my summer crops. Another reason why these crops are suggested for late season is that they can withstand cooler temperatures and light frosts, which can actually improve their flavor. One of the very first late season and winter gardening gurus is Elliot Coleman of Four Seasons Farms in Maine. There, in Maine, for many of his crops, he grows all winter long without heated greenhouses. His most popular winter crops are various colored carrots and also baby potatoes. He has reported that the flavors become more intense because of the occasional light freezing that these crops undergo during their growing cycle. He does have them covered with a basic, mostly transparent cloth to keep the day's heat energy in close to the bed. This protects the crop from hard freezing. He also reports that the wide variety of colors that carrots can come in are popular with children. Parents actually seek out his baby carrots with the different color varieties because their children are so enthusiastic about the flavors and the colors that there's virtually no struggle to get them to eat those vegetables. Elliot has produced a few books and has got quite a few resources available on the web showing and teaching his processes. Search for Elliot Coleman, Four Season Farm. His daughter, Clara Coleman, has a very large presence on the web where she teaches four-season farming also. Search for Clara Coleman, Four Seasons. Or go to the growyourgardenradio.com website for links to these resources and more. By the way, I don't get paid by these people for promoting them. I believe in the work that they're doing as far as sustainability and outreach to gardeners. They're also proponents of minimal to zero use of pesticides, even in a commercial setting. Read about their results and the quality of their harvest using these organic and economically beneficial techniques. I think they're performing a tremendous service to the public. So, see what you think. And finally for today's episode, but not even close to the end of this topic, is the idea that pests are greatly reduced as the temperature starts getting colder. Many common garden pests, such as aphids, caterpillars, and beetles, have life cycles that are synchronized with warmer temperatures and peak during the summer. By late summer and early fall, these pests are often in decline or have completed their life cycle. In other words, most of your garden's enemies are dead. But an added benefit is that predatory insects and beneficial organisms that feed on garden pests often remain active into the late season. This natural predation can help keep pest populations in check. Another consideration is that many birds that feed on insects are still active during the late summer and early fall, so they're going to be providing you with a little bit more free, non-toxic pest control. You do have to be aware that many foraging animals, such as deer, are doing their winter shopping. They're stocking up for winter and trying to pack in the calories, so they may be enjoying some of your crop a little bit more than in the summer, when there's quite a few choices for them to choose from rather than just your garden. Late summer planting can offer unique opportunities for fresh produce as the weather cools. Careful crop selection and a natural, seasonal, pesticide-free reduction in pest activity can benefit all with a fun and useful harvest. As always, thank you so much for your time and your interest in this show. I appreciate the wonderful comments and suggestions I've gotten so far. I look forward to hearing more about topics that impact you and that are of interest to you. Please go to growyourgardenradio.com to listen to past episodes, to access free show notes and other resources for further exploration. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Garden Radio, where it's easy to be green.
But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so